Shane Jones is with us regularly at around 10 to 8, but today at 20 past 9. Good to catch up with you, Shane. Te nakwe.
Hi, morena, morena.
Morena, work to be done. Can we start with Sea Lords? Because you're the Minister for Fisheries and Oceans. Had a decent conversation this morning with Doug Paulin. A bit of a loss here, but he did say that poor squid, broken down boat, and new computer systems contributed to the financial loss. But all in all, you know, pretty upbeat about the prospects going forward. How important a vehicle, Sea Lord, for Māori and fisheries?
Well, obviously, it's the it's a jewel, and its importance in terms of the March Māori development should be underestimated. But the fishing industry is riddled with vagaries. It's a tough, demanding environment to work in. As the minister and former chair of Sea Lords, obviously I want to see the industry grow considerably, but I want to also see as many of our young people grow in the industry. And Doug was actually trained in the days of Lion Nathan, so he's got a good understanding of business. And it's really positive, Ewa, that those results are highly publicised, so they themselves receive some accountability from the eventual owners of large parts of Sea Lords, and those are the Māori tribes of Ngāhau FR.
Te nakwe. I'm looking forward to talking with Doug too about aquaculture. It appears much easier to get an agricultural imprint in Tasmania than it is in New Zealand. Aquacultural, I should say.
Yeah, look, it's an indictment. For the last decade, the law has become a lot more constrictive. It goes back to a Supreme Court decision, which I don't want to bore your listeners, but pertaining to a development located in Marlborough Sounds, and the court gave a higher level of priority to amenity values, which is basically, will a mussel farm disfigure the view from a house on the side of the cliff looking down the throat of the Marlborough Sounds? And the judge decided that it did. So industry and aquaculture had to play second fiddle. That's going to change because we're introducing some new legislation, which will be fast-track legislation, and at the centre of that new statute will be the ability to expedite aquaculture.
Te nakwe. Well, Shane, your absence from Tūranga Waiwai was noted. Why a no-show?
I'm looking forward to catching up with the delegates from the various...
We're just losing you a little bit there, Ewa. In fact, we've lost you by the sound of things.
I hate you.
Oh, that's better.
He's going to be there. Yeah, so no, looking forward to seeing all of that cast of characters up in Waitangi.
Okay. You had no intention of going to the hui on the weekend to Tūranga Waiwai?
Actually, on Saturday, on the day of the hui, I was double booked and I was at the Kaikohe show. That show being the A&P show, and I opened it. But a feature of the show was a pig race, and there were 8 pigs, and each one was adorned with a bib. And each pig had been named after a politician. And I suppose there's a connection between politics and swine. And at the end of the race, the pig named Shane Jones was narrowly pipped by a nose by another pig called David Seymour. So it was all good fun for the Kaikohe people, but not the most edifying thing you'd want to do as a politician. So that's where I was on Saturday, Amara.
Yeah, awesome. Well, that... David Seymour snorted his way to success, no doubt.
The best puaka won on the day.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, look, there's some nervousness in here, and people are on the street just trying to gauge where you're at. Look, we know that you're a proud Māori man at heart, but some of the manoeuvres of the coalition government appear to be trying to keep us subjected and pushing us backwards. What would you say of this? Do you think that some of your intentions are being misinterpreted? Remain still strongly proud and pro-Māori?
Yeah, I do think there's a fair degree of misinformation, but there's some hard trade-offs in front of us. And if we want to continue the trajectory of Māori development, and a lot of it's going to be based around legislation and ongoing Crown sponsorship, we're moving into a phase, whether King Tuheiti likes it or not, of political debate. And you know, we of all people are great debaters, and we understand the currency of debate is very much rhetoric. But we can't walk away from this debate. Over the next 14, 15 years, we're going to arrive at 200 years since the Treaty of Waitangi was signed, foundation stone of our nation state. And I read that Dale Tucky to him, rather than dismissing the government as white supremacists. It's that type of rhetoric. It's that type of offensive analysis that gets people's backs up. And now the Dales of the world cannot simply click their fingers and demand the rest of the population fall in line. That's called politics, bro. And this political debate is not going to be for the faint-hearted. So I can understand why opinions are consolidating after the hui, but those opinions are only one perspective in what is going to be a protracted political debate. And what's at the heart of the debate? The heart of the debate is who's running this country? The voters of New Zealand, the Waitangi Tribunal. I say that sovereignty rests with the voters. Indeed, Ratana said that, which is why he delivered the four seats to the Labour Party. And it's a debate worth having. And I've got a very dim view about the Waitangi Tribunal, the way it's carrying on at the moment. It is not above the democratic will. It does not derive its legitimacy in the same way that we have by standing for office, often getting thrown out, but standing up and coming back again. Now, that's a principle worth standing up for, irrespective of your whakapapa, Dale.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but there's the Crown and then there's us. We've been at loggerheads for a long time, and, I mean, you're not expecting our people to say, hey, thanks very much for all that you've done, and the situation we've found ourselves for 200 years. You seem to have a lot of heat on about the Waitangi Tribunal, the voters of New Zealand, or the Waitangi Tribunal. Why are you signalling that entity out?
Okay. The Aka Whai Ora was created by Andrew Little. It has no long biblical, ecclesiastical, tapu character.
Yeah, but we're on a Māori radio station, aren't we, Shane? So, I mean, you know, we made
a Māori... No, I want to make the point. If you come in as a new government and you have a different idea as to how to deliver services to our people in the health system, what the hell's wrong with bringing a new set of ideas? I happen to believe that it's a waste of time having an Aka Whai Ora with all sorts of bureaucrats sitting in Wellington. We should be pouring the dough into a myriad of service delivery mechanisms that can touch the hard-to-get parts of our whānau.
Well, they haven't before,
though,
have they?
I happen to believe that the bureaucracy is going to deliver that. And now that's something that I know is not consistent with what Lady Moxham and others agree. But it's politics. It's the division of taxpayers' resources.
Oh, look, I understand that too. And you know, you're well-versed in this area, but if we continue doing what we've done, we'll get what we've got. And that's poor stats with health. So we need a different vehicle, and that was an attempt to try and find a vehicle, but it seems to be public enemy number one, Te Aka Whai Ora.
No, I don't think it's public enemy number one.
The Waitangi Tribunal probably is there.
No, the Waitangi Tribunal had a
whole
order.
Te Reo Māori probably is as well.
No, definitely not. But I do think the Waitangi Tribunal, its writ, does need to be reviewed. And I'll gladly argue that anywhere up and down the Motu. Now, I can accept that they don't want to change that writ. But really, Dale, the Waitangi Tribunal is a sudden authority on the nature, the future, the extent of the New Zealand Constitution. You want a constitution and you want people to live by the law, then go and convince the people.
Rob Campbell writes, we can make the Crown meet its obligations and change the Crown at the same time. What's wrong with that?
Oh, no, I've got no drama against Rob Campbell. He's he's got his stripes there, Mara. But I just think that we need to take the heat and take a lot of the it's not even misinformation. Take the hyperbole out of this debate. We've got 15 years as we roll forward to 200 years. Characterized to still what is going to be the nature of the remaining period of time. Now, we don't have any clear navigational bearings coming from the King Tui, other than the fact he said that the treaty ought to be focused upon by looking at its words. There are no principles to the treaty. That was his final parting comment, and in a funny way, he's just echoing what Winston says.
It's going to be interesting. Seymour seems to pass himself off, David Seymour, I'll be a bit more respectable, has been some sort of guru, so like a member of the treaty intelligentsia. I mean, has he got the answers? Do you warm to his rhetoric?
As I said, Amara, this is a political debate, and the government hasn't long been in place, and it's organic and it's dynamic, and I just encourage people not to take firm and hard and implacable positions in Te Iwi Māori. Don't feel that everything that was said during the election campaign, or indeed what's being developed within the bureaucracy, such as the paper, and I haven't seen, necessarily means that that's the final word. This is an organic thing, Al. People shouldn't. I know they don't want to hear what I've got to say in that regard, but people shouldn't overreact. It's a dynamic. It's not static. There's lots more water to flow under the bridge of Waitangi. But yeah, that water is tidal. It ebbs and flows.
Kia ora, Shane. Look, and you and I have been speaking for years, and so I can sort of understand that, and I don't think we should be fearful of talking about issues, and that's what you're encouraging us, a stance for us to not overreact, even though for many these incursions seem dire.
Yeah, and I'm a bit puzzled by that.
Fair enough. Good talking with you, Shane. Catch up with you next week.
And for te reo, I can't quite work out where exactly the fears are emanating from for our language. I can understand that people don't want to see the Waitangi Tribunal's writ reviewed, and I can understand that want a referendum. You only get a referendum if there's enough votes, and National and New Zealand First, we didn't campaign on a referendum, but we did campaign that where we continue to of the treaty.
Look, I just feel you were just hitting the crescendo of our corridor, and the phone went kaput. So can you just repeat that last minute of your thinking, please? Sorry, mate. The old phone's giving us the wobblies. It's thrown us a curveball. I'm just going to have to say thank you, mate, and so long. It's been good to know you.